Around 200,000 Syrian refugees are currently living in camps throughout Turkey's border regions. Turkey shares a 900-kilometer border with Syria. It has been a staunch critic of the government in Damascus. Damascus, on the other hand, claims Turkey is the biggest perpetrator of the crimes taking place in their country.
The AKP has made a policy of promoting the war. Erdogan's government did this. The AKP is waging a declaration of war on behalf of America and Europe. They used the policy of white stone in rice. The AKP claimed to be with the Arab world, but it broke the teeth of the Arab world just like a white stone in the rice.
The Turkish Disaster Management Agency says there are still a whopping 400,000 Syrian refugees living outside the camps, in rented apartments, houses, and some even sleeping in parks.
I think the 400,000 living outside the camps is a political game orchestrated by some politicians. They're trying to give these refugees the right to vote, which is illegal.
The presence of the refugees results in losses. We have seen a lot of robbery and murder.
Analysts believe this is likely to have negative consequences for Turkey and is likely to be a threat to Turkish security, because intertwined in the crowd of refugees is a large number of al-Qaeda-linked militants, whom, according to analysts and border residents, are responsible for the series of bomb attacks in southern Turkey. The attacks left several dead and many others injured.
It was the AK party who declared war on Syria. The Syrians who are now coming into Turkey are frightening. There was a woman raped in Istanbul by FSA militants.
As the crisis in Syria goes into its third year, the United Nations says it expects another 2 million Syrians to become refugees by 2014, with 2.25 million being misplaced inside the country. Turkey says it will continue to welcome Syrian refugees fleeing the conflict. However, border residents say it is becoming harder to tell militants apart from refugees. This has led to several incidents at the border, including explosion. This could mean more death and destruction for Turkish people as the number of refugees is rising. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.